Well, it's Christmas again and again and again. And it was so good this morning, unwrapping presents. Kids, is that a unicorn over there, Mariah? Can you hold that up? What is it, Mariah? It is. Look at it. I was right. I don't even have daughters. Yes. So good. Any other presents? Any other presents, kids, that you want to hold up? Judah over there. Look at you, little mate. Look at the little dragon of some sort. Fantastic. Brilliant. I hope you've had a good morning so far. Has it been a good morning? It's been okay. You're looking forward to today? I hope you are. Lunch is soon, but don't start thinking about that just yet. Over the Christmas season, I've been thinking a lot about how we just have this knack of taking simple things and making them extraordinarily complicated. Have you noticed that? The great Christmas traditionalists, do you know what they love to do? They love to force the 12 gifts of Christmas onto us. I want to get a song, a really annoying song in your head for the rest of the day, okay? Do you remember? You know the song. You want to sing it with me? 12 gifts of Christmas, my true love. Come on, gave to me. What's the first one? 12 drummers drumming. Imagine that, okay? Your true love gets 12 drummers. Well, we've got Suli. Suli, how do we go out and get another 11 drummers? Where would you go and get 12 drummers? And then think about it for a second. Then they've got to come to your house and beat on their drum in such a way that it's pleasing to the ear of your lover. I mean, that would be enough, wouldn't it? 12 days out from Christmas. But wait, there's still more because there's still 11 more days. So 11 pipers piping. I'm thinking that can't be too hard. But what really gets me is 10 lords leaping. What is that? Like 10 lords leaping. It keeps going, doesn't it? 9 ladies dancing, if you say so. 8 maids milking. That's strange. 7 swans swimming. Like, what do you do if you don't have a swimming pool at home? What do you do with that? I think the corker for me is 6 geese laying. Now, if you can do that for your lover, that you are all time, seriously. So you go out and you go get your 6 geese and they come back to your house and you're like, okay, ladies, boom, right in front of your lover, they just start laying. That's pretty impressive if you can do that. It's only 6 days out, 5 gold rings. That might be easy, but you've just got 7 swans swimming and 6 geese laying. So I'm thinking you're pretty tired by that point. I thought Christmas gift giving was meant to be simple. It still goes 4 calling birds. I have no idea what a calling bird is. I love this one. 3 French hens. Ever seen a French hen? Like, what does a French hen look like? Is it in the accent? Like, it can't be any hen. You've got to go and get a French hen. I've still yet to find one. Like, what is that? And 2 turtle doves. Fair enough. Come on, can we sing the last one? And always wanted to be a conductor. That's brilliant. So, okay, darling, I got you a partridge and it's going to come with a pear tree. It has to be a pear tree. No other tree. Got to be a pear tree. Did you know that PNC Financial has actually over 36 years tallied the costs of the 12 gifts of Christmas? Are you ready? If you want to do the 12 gifts of Christmas for your lover, this is how much money is going to come out of your account. $58,615.08. Wow. Now, you would be pleased that this year, it's the first year since 2004, turtle doves down 20%. Now, you tech-savvy lovers out there, I know there's those that just think, that's easy, I'll just do it all online. Just do it online. Everything's online. Just do it online. Well, guess how much is going to come out of your bank account? $62,036.08 as well. I'm thinking that's an expensive Christmas. Who does that? You know, we just have this amazing knack, I think, of making simple things extraordinarily complicated. Now, on a more serious note, we do this, I think, and it causes a great deal of pain and struggle in our life. I just want to briefly reflect a few moments on relationships, because relationships, they make up probably the biggest part of our life. Wouldn't you agree? Our relationships that we share in, it's the biggest part of our life. Now, relationships, they can bring great joy. But relationships can bring great sorrow. Relationships can bring great pain. It's not easy being in relationship with others, whether it's a friend relationship or a once so-called friend or your husband or your wife, your children. We can make simple things like relationships extraordinarily complicated. I remember Shell and I, we went on this meant to be a really beautiful walk up in the north coast there. We offloaded the kids, and this was a beautiful walk, a coastal walk where you kind of like went up sort of like some mountains, along some cliffs, down along beautiful beaches. Normally there's dolphins breaching and whales, you know, possibly in the right time of the year. It's a beautiful walk. This day was a stunning day, except on the way, I probably said a few things that I shouldn't have, and that started an argument. Now, this argument, it started to gain a bit of momentum and a little bit of heat, and I could have done what was so simple. I could have said, "Hey, I'm really sorry for saying." And that's it. It could have been dealt with then. Oh, no. No, no, no. It's always way too hard and way too simple to say, "I'm sorry." Let's tease it out for the next 5 hours and make it 10 times more complicated. So we argued up hills, along cliffs, along beaches. We saw no dolphins. And by the end of the walk, we were sitting on the beach, not saying a word, furious at each other. Now, I could have said, "I'm sorry for." But now the sorry was far more complicated because it was loaded with a whole lot of words that I couldn't take back that I wish I did. Relationships Australia, it's very interesting. They've just released a report, a 3-year study on the impact of Christmas on our relationships. Now, this is well documented, isn't it? I'm not telling you anything new. But a really interesting reflection on a lot of statistics. Just let me read this to us this morning. Evidence identifies that the Christmas period as the most likely time of the year for many people to experience anxiety and depression, particularly those who are divorced, have experienced a death in the family, or are socially isolated. Increased stress over the Christmas period has been associated with financial and time pressure from the costs of buying gifts, entertaining, and holidays, managing competing work family tensions. There can be added strain from spending time with family members, and it also may represent a time when people negatively reflect on another lost year. I'm not telling you anything new, but it's really interesting that this report has just been released, and I think what it says to me that so often entwined in our relationships is the complication of struggle, of disappointing words that are said, unforgiveness, and it entwines in our life and it brings pain and sorrow and struggle. But I was also thinking, there are times when the simple becomes complicated and it's out of our control. And this is really difficult. When you think about Jason Stanton's story, Jason and Sarah are raising two beautiful kids, Carter and Gracie, with autism, and we heard something of the struggle. And I wanted us this Christmas to realize that for families that have kids with additional needs, life is really challenging. It's challenging as being a parent anyway. But you just think parenting, okay, easy. Parents, kids, happily ever after, right? Simple. Well, it's not, is it? And for the Stanton family, it's enormously complicated. Life is a struggle. Can you imagine? Carter's 6. He was 1 when the last thing he said was his version of Kahu. For 5 years, he hasn't spoken a word, and he's 6. That, I'm thinking, is an enormous struggle. When the simple becomes complicated. But I think this gets played out all throughout our lives in lots of different relationships that we shared in. Some of you here today, you may be trying to conceive a child, and conception, we think, well, that's simple. It just happens, doesn't it? But it doesn't. Not for everyone. And it can be enormously complicated and a real struggle. Some of you today here are struggling in your marriage, struggling with a friendship. Some of us here are caring for elderly parents, and that is a real struggle. You know, pretty soon we're going to be packing down Christmas, aren't we? We're going to be putting away those lights. We're going to be getting rid of that Christmas tree that's taking up too much room in your lounge room. And I don't know about you, but when I get down those Christmas lights, it's a serious get the job done. And I regret that every year, because the next year, when I go to put up the lights, they are in a great big tangle, aren't they? A ball of mess. And it takes so much longer to untangle them, to put them up. And every year I lament, why did I do this so quickly? You know, in a very similar way, our relationships can be a little bit like that. They can become a tangled mess. And you know what happens? It leaves us feeling alone, like we want to withdraw from people. It makes us feel really angry, and sometimes it just makes us feel really tired. Christmas, I think, it magnifies our struggles, and it's for this reason, and that's the title of today, it's for this reason that Jesus actually came human and yet still God. I think when the simple becomes complicated, whether it's in our control or whether it's out of our control, as disciples of Jesus, what we have come to experience is that God does the opposite. He takes complicated things and he makes them simple. God takes the most complicated things, like how a holy God could actually become a human to save us from our tangled mess. And he makes it simple as a baby in the manger. Let's strip back the complicated just for a few moments, and let's just see a faithful young man called Joseph, a faith-filled young woman called Mary, and the greatest gift to humanity, Jesus, in a manger. And in this nativity scene, that right there is the answer to the challenges and the complications and the tangled mess that we find ourselves in. God takes what is complicated and he actually makes it very simple as a baby in the manger that would actually save us from the tangled mess of our lives. We read in Matthew's gospel that Joseph struggled to believe or accept that Mary could be pregnant supernaturally by the Holy Spirit, and he was going to separate from Mary. Joseph receives a dream to take Mary to eventually be his wife, and we read this in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins, which is rebellion against God. It separates us from God. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. There are two things I just want to point out here for us. God takes complicated things. You know, our sin, our rebellion against God is complicated. Sometimes we can't control the tangled mess that intrudes into our life. Other times we make poor choices, and those choices, they exhaust us. Life becomes a struggle. There's sorrow, there's pain, there's heartache. And our sin, our rebellion against God, is what separates us from God. Sin is this. It's just saying, I don't need you, God. I'll live life my own way. I'll make up the rules. I'll make up my morality. I will respond. It's the classic Australian, she'll be right, mate. But that becomes enormously complicated, because we can't have a relationship with God. We need a power greater than ourselves to help us with the tangled mess of our lives. Jace Stanton's story was about reaching out to Jesus and experiencing a power greater than himself so that he can have a freedom in the struggle. Life doesn't become easy because he come to know Jesus. Life is just as hard. But now Jason has a power greater than himself because he just reached out and I said, I need you, Jesus. And you see, God has made what is enormously complicated, and that is no one's good enough for God. Because we sin, we rebel, we turn our back on God. We can't experience the power of God in that way. But Jesus has made the complicated very simple, because when he grew, he lived a life that we can't. Jesus has been good enough for you. He lived a perfect life. And then he died a death in your place and my place. And on that cross, he took the punishment that we deserve. So the greatest gift of Christmas can be our reality today, which is what? God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. We can live a with God life. And it's that power of God in us that, you know what it does? It illuminates the Word of God to be enormously real and powerfully life transformative if only we're willing to say, God, can you help me in my tangled mess? I'm struggling to forgive that person. You know, I just can't see a way through here, God. Lord, we can't conceive. God, I'm so exhausted looking after my elderly parents. Lord, would you help me in my marriage? Lord, whatever it might be. When we reach out to God, you see, he's already reached out to us, and that's Christmas. God takes what's enormously complicated and he makes it really simple. You just need to reach out for him. You just need to say, Jesus, I need you. Christmas equals God's love for us. That's what it is. God's love came down at Christmas. Every single person in this room right now needs love. You need love. We do. What is the song? Love, sweet love. I've got so many songs in your head today. We need love, an unconditional love, a love that's not given by what you can do or who you are or what you own or how good looking you are or are not. You know, we need an unconditional love. And we find that in the person of Jesus Christ. Because we get on this rat race, this enormously exhausting rat race of trying to always improve ourselves. So what? We can make a greater connection and feel love. But you know what? Every time we keep trying to connect with others, it seems to end up in a tangled mess. We need Christ, a power greater than ourselves. And that is the message of Christmas. Jesus answers this wonderful question, what am I truly worth? What am I truly all about? And it's for this reason that Jesus came. In this nativity scene, I believe we're seeing God's answer to your worth. What are you really worth? You're worth everything to God. You know he came for you. You think, me? Just think about it. If you live to 80, that's 2.5 billion seconds of life, and then the sands of time will just cover you over like you've never been here. We called our firstborn son Zachariah because it means remembered by God. And when you reach out to Jesus, you are remembered for all eternity. When this world carries on without you, God remembers. Isn't that powerful? Death is not the end. It's a mere transition into the presence of God. But if you don't know Jesus and you've still got sin in your life, then you'll be separated from God for all eternity. But what I love about the Christian faith is that we get to experience today a power greater than ourselves in the tangle of life. Christians aren't perfect. We don't have this happy, free life. No, we go through struggles too. But you see, when you know the power of God in your life, you experience a greater freedom. And that's why we have freedom in Christ on our walls. I want to leave us with this. The passage in 1 John, a close friend to Jesus, says this, "Dear friends, let us love one another." That's hard to do, but let us love one another. For love comes from God. Little footnote there. Love comes from God. Where does it come from? You're not going to find all the answers to all the tangle of our lives in another person. You're actually going to find it in God. We read here, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is love. It's not some warm, wishy-washy feeling. It's not some abstract universal love. If I do good, then somehow the universe will give love back. It's not that kind of love. What's the love of God? Well, this is the love of God. Verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. This is what love is. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Live through him. In other words, if you want to know what love looks like, you just got to look at the manger. If you want to know love, you get to see a God that loves you, came in human flesh. We get to hear God, see God, know God, and be brought back to God. But you've got to be willing to say, Jesus, I need you. Would you help me? Just like Jay Stanton did. And you will experience a power greater than yourself that will enable you to overcome, to experience a joy in the struggle, a peace in the fear, a love in the exhaustion, and a hope of eternal life. Now, that is what's real. For this reason, are you tired of the simple and what's meant to be simple becoming extraordinarily complicated? But Jesus has come to give us a freedom in the struggle. You've got to reach out for him. And I just want to give you that opportunity this Christmas. Reach out for him like Jason did and experience a power greater than yourself. That's the love of God. I'd love to lead us in a prayer, an opportunity for you just to reach out to God. You know, you've been following Jesus for quite some time here. Maybe there's something in your life that is really, really taking you to a place where you've lost perspective. Maybe you need the touch of God again. For others here today, maybe you've got a sea of doubt. But can I encourage you to dare to believe in a God that would come at Christmas to love you? And if you would dare to believe just a little bit, that's all God needs to open up his kingdom and his power to you. Wherever you find yourself today, following Jesus or not yet, I encourage you to reach out for him, because it's in there that we experience a freedom and a love that you will not find anywhere else, only in Jesus. I'm going to pray. And if you'd love to pray along with me, because I constantly need the touch of God on my life, I am far from perfect, and I need more and more of God's love in my life too. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for this Christmas morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can laugh together. We thank you, Lord, that we can consider the challenge of life together. And we thank you, Lord, that we can hear your word together. So, Father, we just pray in these moments that you would reach out and touch us again. Lord, we need you. Lord, at times we're just so tired of how simple things become very complicated and how complicated things are so often out of our control. Lord, at times we just want to withdraw. Lord, we just get angry, and that's okay. Lord, we just struggle to see a way forward, and we need help. And we thank you that you are right there. You've already reached out. Thank you for Christmas. Lord Jesus, we want to reach out to you again. And if that's your desire this morning, can I just encourage you just to pray this in the quietness of your own mind? This is just between you and God. You want to reach out for Jesus again? Just, I encourage you, just pray along with me. Jesus, I need you. Help me. Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Lord, I need your power and your strength. come into my life. I want to follow you. Lord, I just pray for all of us today that have reached out to you again. In the tangled web of our inner world, Lord, would you breathe a peace into us? Lord, would you bring a joy in this Christmas season that only you can bring? Can you, Lord Jesus, just hold us? Sometimes, Lord, we just need you to hold us. We just need just to experience your cosmic love just in our soul. Lord, would you just hug us? Would you just hold us? I thank you that you are love. Lord, as we leave this place, would you walk alongside us? Would you speak to us? Would you gently lead us? Would you help us to share with others our need for you? Lord, we're calling upon you for help because we've got nowhere else to go. In Jesus' name, amen.